This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
That's going to do it. Ran with the rebound, and the Knicks with the game to win. His best of seven series is tied 1-1.
So which team of these two are set up moving forward better?
That would say the Knicks.
Knicks.
It was a hard-fought game. Julius gutted it out, played tough.
No matter what, it's going to be a battle.
This is going to be a dogfight. It's going to be a long, drawn-out series.
You would expect that.
Final score in game two, the Knicks 111, Miami 105 tonight at Madison Square Garden.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, now the big 9 o'clock hour. Stuff you missed in about 13-ish minutes. RJ, he's always preparing.
That's because he's got plenty. I mean, you see the grapes? What it looked like and now what it looks like?
And do you see what he does?
Yeah.
It's like Magic Johnson look-away passes. He looks one way and yet reaches out his hand and takes grapes and he just puts them right in his mouth.
Yeah, like little lemur fingers, too.
We see what you're doing, RJ.
You see how many he takes, like four or five at a time.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm a little full.
But you ate.
Because you had half a pound of grapes.
Right.
I don't think it's healthy to be this full at 9:02 in the morning.
This should carry you through until lunch, at least.
That's nice. You could get gassy, though, now.
Oh, is that a problem?
I mean, I don't know if you have that issue.
That happened at Greek Easter. I showed up at Greek Easter a little late because I was up in Lake Placid, so I came back for a big Greek Easter celebration at my buddy Mike and Angela's house, and they have a, dude, spread when I tell you. They have, I mean, you name it. They had a little pig they roasted. They had lamb, everything. I show up, plate ready.
You had too many grapes? And then
No, eggplant.
Got you gassy?
Oh. Her mother made this eggplant. It was like Greek eggplant parm with the feta. I ate a whole tray of it. Destroyed.
They made it for 13.
I did. I couldn't stop. They're like, well, no one's going to eat it. I was like, I'll have some more.
Oh, so you have a problem.
Crush me.
This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Obviously, the topic of the day, and it has been, and it should be, is the Knicks. I was very anxious. Can you pay attention to me?
Me and Ray are worried about RJ right now.
Can you pay attention? Honestly, like, I'm sitting here, I'm talking about the Knicks, and I hear what you're saying to RJ.
You could hear
him? He's not talking to RJ.
I was talking to Santi.
Focus. Well, what you're saying about RJ to Santi. All right?
Well, when you give me the hands, all right.
I'm paying attention. Look me in the eye.
I'm paying attention.
All right, look me in the eye. Yes. Listen to me.
Okay.
I was very nervous in that game.
You should be.
I didn't think the Knicks looked all that great. Miami looked like the better team for much of it. Spoelstra's defense was confounding the Knicks. Late stages, finally found a way. Big sigh of relief. Feel much better now.
Big sigh of relief. It was a must-win game. I mean, I don't care what anyone wants to say.
Dropping two
at home, especially. Here's the thing. Like, you saw the New Jersey Devils. I know NHL and NBA are different, but you saw the New Jersey Devils drop two at home and find a way to get back in the series. And I'm still in shock that it happened
because it's really not the norm.
No, it's not the norm. But more importantly, it would have been losing game two at home with one of your best players back and their best player by far.
Exactly that.
Not playing.
Exactly that. How do you recover from that?
I don't know if you do.
They don't have Hero. They don't have Oladipo.
Nope.
They don't have Jimmy Butler. Game's in the Garden. You have Randall, and you still lose that game?
And you still lose, yeah.
How do you get up from that?
I don't know how I would get up. Forget the team. I don't know how I would have got up.
I think you try
waking up this morning at 2 o'clock in the morning after if they lost that game.
I'm telling you, I couldn't believe how I was acting last night. Like, I was getting agitated. I was getting angry. I was really getting upset during that game.
Because you have the ability to beat this team. You do. Even when Jimmy Butler is back.
Yes.
I mean, this is a series that I think the Knicks could and should win.
Still should?
Yeah, I think they should.
Yeah.
With Julius back. Hey, I mean, you don't want to blow an opportunity like this. Same thing we're talking about with the Rangers, with Tampa losing and Boston losing, like in your matchup against Carolina. Like, you don't always get opportunity. Very rarely do you get opportunities like this, especially in basketball, where an 8 seed beats the 1 seed that everyone had pegged to win the championship.
Right, which almost never happens.
Right.
As a matter of fact,
what is it, the fifth time it's happened?
Yes.
So you got to take advantage of these opportunities.
I couldn't, and especially if you're the Knicks, where you haven't been in this kind of situation for how long? This is the last time the Knicks have won a game in the second round in 10 years. And they haven't been past this round in 20 years.
So
more.
Here's the positive of what happened yesterday, outside of the win. And the beauty of this is there's no one asks how. It's just how many. Let's get to four first. That's all that matters. Is you're down 6, 7 minutes left. We talked about this in game one, right? Even after Jimmy Butler hurt his ankle. Last almost 5 minutes, you scored 7 points.
Correct.
Execution down the stretch, no bueno. Last night, down 6, 7 minutes left, 24-12 run. Big plays, big moments.
Big shots, big threes, yes.
Hartenstein's offensive rebound. Some big free throws. Right, you get the benefit of a Fugazi shot clock violation.
Right, you have the N1 play with Jalen Brunson shooting it and Adebayo running into Hartenstein, which at worst case, if you're a Knicks fan, was a very questionable call, right?
Yeah, but think about the enormity of that moment. How you felt as a fan. Okay, now take that and what do you think the players felt in that moment? We're thinking the same things you're thinking. It's you're in a jam-packed Madison Square Garden with we went through the list of celebrities and everybody else to this game, understanding that your season is in the balance if we don't find a way. And like they've done for most of the season with the resiliency of this team,
you're right.
They found a way.
That's a resilient bunch.
Yep.
And it was absolutely necessary, and they answered the bell. And I think if you're right. If they lose this game today, I got to be honest, I think I'm kind of despondent. You thought I was upset yesterday. Now you'd compound last night's Knicks loss with that Rangers loss. You'd see it from like the high of the highs to like the low of the lows.
You'd be so
upset. That would have been, Rick, that would have been they were 10-point favorites in this game. 10, that's a big number.
Yeah, a lot of people went into this game thinking this was going to be no problem.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I thought the Knicks were going to go in there and take control of that game early
I have more respect for the Heat and Eric Spoelstra. I knew you would get there. And plus, you could imagine, though, too, man. I mean, this is, like, as one of those guys in that locker room, not having Jimmy Butler already had won game one, knowing all the pressure was on the Knicks, just go out and play. And if we win, great. If we don't, we got a couple days off.
There was no pressure on Miami last night.
No.
There was no pressure on Miami last night. 1-800-919-3776. Here's Jalen Brunson on overcoming. And he was not good in the first half, overcoming that slow start.
Honestly, guys, I'm starting to feel sorry for myself. I'm out here, man. Just let's go hoop. That's pretty much it.
So not really a ton of thought that goes into it on his strong play in that fourth quarter.
Whenever I can help my team in that way, it's always a good feeling. I still have to be better. Yeah, there's a lot more I can be better at, and we'll go from there.
At what point did he become questionable? Because game one was...
After the game.
After
the game, he started to feel it.
I never thought he wasn't going to play, though.
Yeah, me either. I would have been shocked if he didn't play.
So here he is. Was there ever a real doubt you were going to play in game two?
Started feeling weird at the end of the game, game one, and didn't really think anything of it. Thought it was just whatever, and then got worse over time, and then just kind of had to find a way to be mentally tough and go out there and do it.
He had to play last night. He didn't play last night.
They needed everybody.
No chance you win that game.
No, they needed everybody. I mean, you just think about how important. I mean, RJ got us going, 16 points in the first quarter.
Right.
And then Brunson in the second half. 10 in the fourth.
It was great.
With Hart's 10 in the fourth, which was huge.
Yeah, that three that put them up 99-96, I believe. Kind of rattled home. Huge shot.
Corner three.
Yeah, big shot. I mean, he played great.
Well, to go from, Jalen in the first game was 0-7 from three, to go from 0-7 to 6-10. That's a big jump.
You're plus 18 now in three-point shots.
You shot 40% as opposed to 20 in the first game.
Oh, why do you think they won? They out-rebounded them. Their big players played big games, and they shot the three really well.
Yeah.
And they still took a lot of effort to get that win.
It's a tough team, man. This is a gritty team.
They really are a gritty team. You don't realize how good they are, because I really thought Milwaukee kind of blew that series more than Miami winning it, but that's a resilient, gritty team.
I mean, you got to bake coaching into it, though, don't you?
He's awesome.
I mean, he's great.
He is. He's
they buy in.
How old is he?
How old is Spo? I mean, I would say he's probably in his early... I don't know, because I get so confused with ages.
Well, he's been there for a long time.
I know, but I don't feel... He was a video coordinator there.
Yeah, he was.
And would you like to know?
Let me guess.
Wait, let us guess. I'm going to... See, he looks terrific.
I would say he's in his early 50s. I'm going to say he's 52.
I'm going to go under that. I'm going to say he's 49.
Well, he's 52.
Yes!
Oh,
what a day I'm having. What? I caught the grape. Stump Rothenberg, I'm having a day.
It was a good job by
I
you.
I might take tomorrow off.
You've trampled him like three times.
How about I have Santiago? No,
he just trampled you.
Two times. How about Santiago does the open tomorrow?
Ray, would you do the open?
I mean, I'd do it, but why do I need to do it? It's a Rick vehicle, and he's on a roll right now. He's the one who should do it.
Yeah, but today, I mean, I think I might have just...
You've been so good, shouldn't you do it?
And not for nothing,
I might have maxed out today.
But our conversation earlier this morning, you know, you have a specific plan for the open.
And I
like it a lot. I think you should go with it.
I can do it.
It could be funny one day to have Ray do it and Rick try to press the drops to keep up. And then Ray yells at Rick.
I'd like that.
I've never yelled at Ray.
No, you yelled at someone who was replacing Ray. Well, I don't think it was RJ.
It was RJ.
RJ, you messed up that open that one time?
Don't talk in my ear, Raymond.
Listen, it was a team error.
You hear me? You hear my voice? Battling through sickness.
No, he's such a trooper.
Don't talk in my ear, Raymond.
You heard my voice?
Yeah.
Battling.
Such a trooper.
Battling.
Battling.
Today may be as good as it gets for me.
Just the big clubs, hot stars all look to depart.
That's a man battling.
I miss him.
Did you text him on his birthday yesterday?
I didn't know it was his birthday.
Uh-huh. What kind of friend are you? RJ, did you text Gundling on his birthday yesterday?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
We have lunch plans in a couple weeks.
You told me that.
I don't like that. See, this has to come to air.
Oh, no. Don't do this.
Okay, I'll leave it alone.
No,
go. It's coming now.
You got to go. Yeah, you got to go with it now.
Dave is in closer proximity to Andrew of any of us.
Much closer.
Living-wise.
That's right. We both reside in Westchester.
Well, hey there.
So some time will go by, and I'll say, hey, have you seen Andrew lately? You're very close. And Dave will say, no, I haven't seen him. Have you? And depending on my answer, if I say, oh, yeah, I saw Andrew, you know, we grabbed a beer a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, Dave will then follow up, make plans immediately. With Andrew.
No, because I've had it.
I feel guilty.
It goes It goes back to last year when Andrew left, and I told Dave, I go, you'll never see Andrew again.
And I make sure, come hell or high water, every couple months, he and I are going to meet up.
I believe in societal norms.
I give you credit. You've stayed up with it.
You're doing it for all the wrong reasons.
No, I love him.
But you're only doing it because RJ said what he said.
RJ thinks I would never keep in touch with him. Ipso facto, I now reverse the curse, and now I see him. I don't know, this will be the third time since he's left here.
But if that's the sole reason that you're doing it, do you really care about him?
You know me well, right? Do you think I would ever make plans and see someone I did not like?
I didn't say you didn't like him. I said that you broke out of your way.
No, you don't.
I do.
You think I'm that stubborn?
Yes, I think if RJ said that you wouldn't, that you would do it.
That's not the conversation.
But I like
him. Nobody said that he didn't like Andrew Gundling. Everyone likes Andrew Gundling. But I don't think that you'd be going out of your way to make sure you see him so much if RJ hadn't called you out.
Maybe.
No, not maybe.
Yeah, you could be right. Yeah,
that's right.
But you know what? I like him. I'm thrilled that not next week, the week after, we're going to break bread for lunch.
How's the lunch with Buster Only going?
Not great.
Yeah.
He never even responded to my last...
Right, because you didn't take him to lunch.
Maybe. Let's go to some of the calls. Marvin in the Bronx. Good morning, Marv. You're on 98.7.
What's up, Dave? Look, June 1st, you'll get a chance to meet me because I'm coming out there.
Nice!
I want to meet Brendan. Yeah.
Oh, I'm very excited. You know, by the way, Marv, I hear when you call Gross on Saturday mornings now, and you're very chummy with him. I thought it was you and I, but apparently anybody can steal your heart on a Saturday.
As they say in the hood, you're my dog. Always will be. I'm going to leave it like that.
All right.
You know? But here's the thing. I had the same emotions you had last night with the Knicks game. I was going through this vicissitude of feelings, and I said, they cannot lose this game, man. And my wife, who's a hater, she's like, well, are they going to go down? No. But I will feel that they will win on Saturday, and I always said this series would go seven games.
I think so. And I don't know what just happened there. Sounded like somebody smacked somebody.
Yeah,
something
fell. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll sign up for seven. I don't care.
As long as they win, I don't care.
Yeah. I'm at the point now, it used to get me absolutely insane. I'm at the point now where however my team wins, I can tolerate it.
Yeah, I don't really care how it looks.
Blow a 10-point lead, win in overtime, doesn't matter.
Stressful. I mean, in the moment, while you're living through it, it's not easy.
Would you rather game seven, Knicks win by 30?
Yep.
Game-winning shot, overtime.
But we win.
You win.
Overtime.
Overtime, yeah. Game-winning shot, corner, Brunson three, place goes insane.
I want to feel alive.
I would suggest we go, but I know that won't happen.
Well, you went and didn't invite me.
What do you mean?
Well, you went the other day. And, you did invite me.
I did invite you.
I had lacrosse.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the rain.
Game seven, Monday, May 15th.
Ooh, it's a tempting offer.
Yeah.
What time does that game start?
Probably 7:30.
So late, though.
Let's see. 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's late.
Too late.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to get home until, I mean, then we're going to have to go celebrate.
So we just stay in the city?
No.
What do you mean?
Because we're not going to sleep.
We stay at a hostel.
No. I let you take me out in the city. It's who knows what happens.
Game over.
Yeah, right. I get kidnapped. Something will happen.
Well, kidnapped?
I'll probably get kidnapped. RJ,
have you done crack?
RJ, is there a strong chance I get kidnapped? If the night you went out with Dave...
We went out for pizza.
Yeah, yeah. But you... No, that was not the only suggestion.
We'll see,
pizza was
ladies.
The appetizer.
Yeah.
If he had said,
I wanted to stay out all night.
Right.
He said no. Underground casino parlors.
RJ, he bailed on me.
Yeah.
I did not bail. We had a show in like 4 hours.
I wanted to walk you right up to the show.
I didn't want to do that.
I wanted to go all night. Let's go. Take our shirts off. Let's run the streets. Let's go.
Bad for him and bad for the show.
No, it wouldn't have been.
I was
so happy.
I was breastfed here.
Do you remember how happy I was that night?
You were looking for a reason to
those
do
those are my ladies.
Yeah. Dave would have been on one of those the side talk videos. He would have been one of the people outside the garden, just yelling into the camera.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
He would have been shouting random phrases into the camera.
No, he would have been all banged up trying to take on someone one-on-one on the basketball bus.
Dunk right in their face.
Yeah, bing
right. Bong.
This would have been Dave.
Go, Spidey!
Go,
you wish you can't do it!
Just shirtless jumping up and down.
That's right. Let's go Dan in Jersey. Good morning, Dan. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Shout out to the company. How you guys doing?
Thanks.
Good
morning, Dan. Djibouti Dan.
I'm feeling much better than I did yesterday. I tell you, the Rangers really looked awful on Monday, and then the Knicks being able to come back, it was a nice win for them last night. And I think that was one of the first games I saw. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, that Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, and Jalen Brunson were all able to coexist and all had 20-plus point games. And it was really impressive. And the other thing is, I don't think Mitchell Robinson's played that great this series, and Hartenstein's been the better center of the two so far.
Robinson
I don't know
was good
how
in game one. Did. Last night, I thought Robinson was non-existent, really.
He really wasn't. And I think the way you need to beat the Heat is that they're going to take a bunch of three-pointers. That's what they've done so far. You need to out-rebound them. You need to be able to get to the boards. And you need to be able to play better perimeter defense. Because even last night, I think it wasn't as much as the Knicks played better perimeter defense. It was the Heat missed more shots than they did in game one. But I think it was a good win.
There's no such thing as a bad win. You need 11 more.
No such thing.
The Knicks will not win a game in this postseason. And I'll be like, oh, man, that didn't make me feel
Never.
Great.
Nope.
Doesn't exist.
I hate guys like that.
I don't care if Jimmy Butler doesn't play. I don't care if Spoelstra's not on the sideline. I don't care if they move on and Tatum and Brown and Derek White don't play. I don't care. I don't care.
But you play with guys. I mean, I play with plenty of guys like that. Like, it could be, I mean, great win. That guy didn't get a goal. And he's like, eh. Like, why aren't you smiling right now? Well, I didn't score. Who cares?
That's an awful teammate.
Come enjoy yourself.
June in Patterson. Good morning, June.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Rick, David, Ray, RJ. I'm a big fan. I'm actually a huge Miami Heat fan for 20 years, and a Devils fan. So I've been having quite a couple of days. Very excited.
Honestly, I'm not even going to kill you for it. How does that happen? You become a Devils / Miami Heat fan. You could be the only one to walk the planet.
Well, this is the thing. I'm originally from Jersey, and I'm a type of guy that we don't have no teams but New Jersey. I hate the stigma that, New York is our teams. In reality, they're not. New Jersey is New Jersey. So I became a big Heat fan because of Dwayne Wade back in 2003. Same thing with baseball. I'm a San Luis Cardinals fan because we don't have no team. That's how I look at it. The only team that I really root for in New Jersey is the Devils and Rutgers. Another thing, my favorite color is red, so it kind of worked out as well.
All right, so you're choosing your teams based on color combinations.
No, not really, because I'm just like Ray. I'm Dominican and Puerto Rican, which shout out to Ray for always representing. Albert Pujols, Beltran, they were in San Luis Cardinals. So I used to always, that used to be my reason why I used to like San Luis. And the Falcons, I was just a big Michael Vick fan growing up. I really didn't have a father figure that, to guide me to what teams to watch or anything. I'm sure if I had a father here in Jersey, he probably would have been a Giants fan or whatnot.
So I don't know where to go from here, but what's your comment?
He's going
to
make his point.
Okay, well, I'm trying to lead him there. Go ahead, June.
All right, so So my Miami Heat, I don't know why, but I think that we lost to the Hawks on purpose because we matched up better with the Bucks. A lot of people, like, maybe don't think about it, but we didn't want to face a Boston team because they're really, really a strong team compared to anybody else. And I think this is going to be our way to get through the finals the easier route. Not saying that the Knicks don't have a chance, but I think we have a really good chance on going to the finals. Philadelphia beat up. Yes, Philadelphia beat up on the Celtics the way they've been doing.
They played one game and they barely won.
But still, without Embiid.
You know, listen, it's a great win, but you say beat up on the Celtics like they've been doing. They won one game.
Like getting them tired. You know, getting them tired. Potential injuries, which you never want to root for, but you never know. And I was going to ask a quick about the Devils. Rick, do you think the Devils have any type of chance on going to the Stanley Cup?
I think they have a chance to win this next series. I think you should be focused on that, trying to take care of Carolina. That would be my main focus.
Yeah, you got a huge series in front of you. I hate when people look 10 steps down the road.
I mean, this is just to enjoy. I mean, your team is in the second round. They just beat the Rangers.
Because they can't do it. It's not the way people are wired. They just can't do it. All right, RJ, let's have at it with you.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The shit you missed.
You guys have been talking about the Knicks and the Heat. Obviously, Knicks level that series. One win apiece. Game 3, down in Miami. Saturday, right here, 98.7 ESPN, ESPN New York app. 3 o'clock pregame, 3:30 tip.
I have a big issue.
Yeah.
Big issue.
With what, the tip?
Bar mitzvah.
You told me this already.
5 o'clock tip-off.
Yeah. Wait, will you show up late? They need you at the temple? But they don't need you at the temple.
You've set a standard for yourself.
But here's the issue. My wife is going to get involved, and she's going to say, because she's going to go to the service.
Well, which is fine. When he's
Alex
there.
Is going to go to the service,
okay.
And she's going to then say, I expect you at the service.
No.
She's at recovery. She's still in recovery. She can't get herself there.
Yes, she can. She drives now.
Mm.
So she absolutely can. I'm not going to the service.
I think you should go to the service.
No, I'm not going.
No, I don't think you should go to the service. No, just tell her. Listen, hon.
I'm not
baby,
going.
Sweetie.
I'm not going. I don't have to use terms of endearment.
Maybe give her like a massage coupon.
Okay.
Like, you know, those little like cute coupon books you can make?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going. I feel like that's a pressure that's unfair to me.
Let's check in later in the week.
Okay.
Let's see if this stands up.
All right.
Lakers take game one of the Warriors, 117-112. Anthony Davis, 30-23.
They don't have the answer for Anthony Davis.
And I don't think the answer's on the roster.
Mm-mm.
That's the word he says weird.
Roster?
Yeah.
It's his popcorn.
Yeah.
Roster?
Yeah.
Roster.
Joel Embiid is your MVP of the NBA. 73 of 100 first place votes. Jokic second. Giannis third. Embiid, though, not expected to play in game 2 tonight. And Boston Sixers, of course, lead that series 1-0 over the Celtics. Chris Paul, his status for games 3 and 4 are in doubt. The Suns down 0-2 in that series. He left.
You still like Phoenix there, RJ?
It's not looking good. Not looking good. Can't keep taking hits like this. He left game 2 with a groin strain. He's going to try to play, according to Woj, at some point. But the recovery for Friday believed to be, quote, a significant challenge.
I saw a story. They will reevaluate him in 1 week.
That's a long time from now. Series could be over in one
week. In the biggest moments.
He's always hurt.
In the biggest moments.
Series could be over.
And they have no depth to start with.
No.
Traded everybody. The team that Lakers beat in the first round, the Grizzlies, they have absolutely no plans to bring back Dylan Brooks. So that is over. As Rick semi-reported moments ago, Randall Cobb, going to be a Jet, one-year deal.
What do you mean semi-report? I thought he said
I fully reported.
Yeah, it was a full report.
He doesn't want to give me full credit.
Well, Adam Schefter reported it.
No.
Well, but Rick gave to the people here that were listening to the station. Rick reported it via Schefter.
Okay.
Where do you think Schefter got it? Come on.
You?
Maybe.
All right. Cobb will turn 33 before the start of the season. Also,
I would have guessed he was like 39.
Some bookkeeping.
He's been in the NBA
don't be
forever.
Nasty to my wide receiver.
Mekhi Becton, not a surprise. 5th-year option declined by the Jets. No surprise there. Would have been $13.5 million guaranteed for 2024. Yankees double up the Guardians 4-2. Gerrit Cole gives up 2 over 6. Volpe, Willie Calhoun, homer. Gerrit Cole, Rick mentioned this earlier, has not given up a home run this season in 46 2/3 innings.
He and Zach Gallen, I think, would be the best two pitchers in baseball right now.
Gallen's very good.
Very good.
Not a lot of people watch him, but he's very good.
That's a shame on them.
So before the sixth inning, the Yankees had gone 50 straight innings without multiple extra base hits in the same inning. But they snapped.
It's a nice little nugget there, RJ.
That's good, and that's amazing.
Not great news on Lou Trevino. He's done for the year.
Yep.
Tommy John, Carlos Rodon, he is no closer to debuting for the Yankees. Back discomfort. Who will debut for the Mets? That's Justin Verlander. Nice. He'll be out there tomorrow against the Tigers. But before we get there, Mets and Tigers rained out last night. Doubleheader today, 140 and 640. Mets, Tigers, Lucchese goes for the Mets in game one. Followed by Max Scherzer, who is now unsuspended and is back for the Mets. Who also is back, Bryce Harper, Phillies. 0 for 4, 3 strikeouts, not great. After Tommy John, Phillies lose 13-1 to the Dodgers.
You see who's been getting bombed on the Phillies, by the way? Taiwan Walker.
Yep.
Has not been good.
Am I the only one that's still aggravated with the whole Scherzer thing?
That he got suspended? He got thrown out? The whole thing? No, I think he got thrown out fine,
but I think 10 games.
A couple people are, yeah.
It's a joke.
Stars lose to the Kraken. Not Joe Pavelski's fault, though. Scored four goals. Literally all of his team's goals, and it was not enough. Comes back from concussion protocol. Oldest player ever with a four-goal playoff game in NHL history. But Seattle, they outscore the Pavelskis and win that game 5-4 in overtime. Panthers keep rolling, take down the Leafs 4-2, take a 1-0 lead in that series. Henry Ruggs has agreed to plead guilty in that car crash that resulted in a woman's death in 2021.
Terrible story.
Expected to serve about 3 to 10 years in prison.
It's a big range, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
3 to 10 years?
This year's Super Bowl ratings updated. Not sure how this happened from Nielsen, but now the most watched U.S.-based telecast ever. Breaks the 2015 Super Bowl record for the Patriots and Seahawks. And finally, you see who's singing the national anthem? Ray found this. Tip of the hat to him.
Rihanna.
For the Hall of Fame game, Jets-Browns. You won't like this. You specifically did.
I won't like this?
Not at all.
I don't like this person.
Yeah, you're fine with the person. Not very cool with his background.
Oh, that Eric Church.
not Eric Church. DeMarcus Ware.
Marcus Ware. Put your earplugs in. That'll be a disaster.
How do you know?
Because.
What if he sounds like an angel?
He's gonna say, trust me, he's not going to sound like an angel.
Maybe he'll sound like this.
You sing sometimes you
want to go where everybody knows your name.
He can only hope to sound like that.
The voice of an angel.
Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Surprised they haven't called you. And that is stuff you missed.
The Marcus Ware.
You think you can sing the anthem if they ask you to?
Absolutely.
Give me a little taste.
Oh, hold on, say. Take your hat off, please. Have some respect. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? I'm done there. We got a break.
That was pretty good.
I told you. I could sing.
I was moved.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Billy Joel. How old do you think Billy Joel is at this point now?
Billy is probably...
He's got to be in the 70s.
I would say probably in the 70s.
I'm going to go... RJ, have that? Billy Joel's age?
I have it.
Can I go first this time?
Yeah, you go first.
I'm going to say 73.
73. I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to go 70.
Really?
77.
No, there's no
76.
Way. 76. Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Which one is it?
Oh, one of them's right. Oh, no.
76.
There's no way he's 76.
No. Final answer?
No, both are wrong. 73, Dave's right.
Let's go! I'm back!
I am too smart.
I'm back.
I am too smart.
And that might be the last one, too, of the day.
Well, there's only one of us that took a picture with Christie Brinkley.
Did you?
Well, yeah, I told you that.
She's lovely.
Yeah, you don't remember that because he has a Christie Brinkley story we never got.
Never.
Like, oh, you have like, a story?
You'll never get
tell us a story.
It's like 2 years ago.
I tell you everything.
No,
I can't
tell you a story. This is a private story.
Off the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
We'll take that. Let's go to some of the calls. People lined up. They want to talk Knicks. 1-800-919-3776. Hot take Johnny. Good morning, hot take.
Good morning, gentlemen. Shout out to the company. So I got three quick Knicks points, yeah, if I can get to them. One, I wonder if at some point Grimes continues to struggle because of his injury, if Tibbs goes to McBride instead of Grimes, because he can shoot the three and he's a tenacious defender. So I wonder if he makes that switch and that may help the Knicks' three-point shooting. In game one, the announcers talked about how Barrett worked with the staff and they moved his shooting pocket a little bit to the left instead of so much in front of his eyes. And that, they did that in the middle after game two for Cleveland. And he's been a lot more consistent since then. So I wonder if moving forward, just in general with Barrett, if he's just going to be a more consistent shooter, which would really obviously be big for the Knicks. And my last point is I got to give Randle a lot of credit. He obviously struggled a couple years ago in the playoffs. He struggled to start his the Cleveland series. And it seemed like before game five, he kind of figured out possibly that, you know, looks like he realized he can do less and ends up being more. And it seems like he's figured that out, played really well before he got hurt in game five. And yeah, last night he played really well. And even in the fourth quarter, he didn't shoot the ball at all. And he realized he didn't need to, and the Knicks played well. So I got to give him a lot of credit. Seems like he figured it out. And now that looks great for the Knicks moving forward, just as, you know, beyond even this year for the playoffs, that Randle realizes doing less means more for the team.
I'm not thinking anything beyond this year. That's it. My sole focus at this very moment, Rick, is this postseason. I don't care about next year. I don't care about 5 years. I don't care about is Randle going to be here. Are you going to trade R.J. Barrett? All I care about, all I want, is for the Knicks to win this series. Game three, Saturday, 3:30. That's it. That's all I care about.
That's all the players care about. I mean, that's the focus right now, is find a way to go into Miami and get one, at least one. Miami did their job. Miami came here. They won the first game. No Jimmy Butler in game two. Made it.
Competed the hell out of game two.
Yeah, a lot more interesting than we had hoped. But, I mean, this is... And they showed you the ability in Cleveland. Like, I think everyone was resigned to the fact that they come back
and close it out in game six.
Yeah, but they took care of their business in game five.
And they crushed them in game five. Destroyed them in game five.
That's a different animal, but still.
But I don't need the Knicks to go down and win two games.
No.
Go down there, win one. You win one, take home court back, come back for game five. And let's go.
It would be nice to win game three, though. Really nice.
Yeah, because then you have some of the pressure relieved off of you for game four. The
pressure swings right back to Miami.
Big time. And you got to figure that most likely, the more time that goes, Jimmy Butler will feel better after game four, after game three than he will after game, you know, now.
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason why he didn't play yesterday was because
now he gets a week.
The time between games, yeah.
It's a long time.
It is. But it helps us, too.
They have all these pieces. It's like, I don't know. Gabe Vincent was going to shoot like that. I mean, this guy Martin, like, I know who these guys are, but I didn't expect them to play like this.
Not like this. I mean, Gabe Vincent made some big shots. He did. But they compete hard, man. I mean, this is what it looks like. It's supposed to look like when you're well coached.
They are well coached. I thought Kyle Lowry was done. Like, I watched him a lot this season. Every time I see him, like, he stinks now at this point. But this series has been good.
Game one, he was great.
Yeah. Kevin Love feels like a guy that's done, and somehow he finds, like, it's just. And they're
both
always,
those guys weren't great though in game two.
No, but they're also always wide open for threes.
Yeah, they move the ball well.
You know, play. Not that it was an all that impactful play, but Knicks up six. Randle decides to try to run down the court with the basketball. They call the violation, and then Miami gets the ball. They set up this play for Duncan Robinson. No time comes off the clock. He's wide open, and he knocks home the three.
Are you talking about when he was trying to inbounds the ball?
Yeah, if you were listening to me, you would have heard that.
He's trying to run down the court.
Well, that's what it felt like.
Okay.
Overstepping. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, it was one of those moments.
Guys don't really run past the out-of-bounds marker.
Well, it felt like things just sped up a little bit.
Did they start
moving too fast.
And I don't even know if they did. Did they have a timeout there?
Maybe. But I think he thought he could get the ball in, and then he just panicked a little bit. A
little bit. So they turn over. But then they set up, how about that play for Robinson?
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. I mean, how many times you got to say it? The Spoelstra's a great coach.
He's great. They get more wide open looks than any team I've seen.
You should know what good coaching feels like. Look at your Giants.
It's not that I can't appreciate it.
But you were asking yourself that question the entire season.
But I thought that Thibodeau in the first round was clearly better than Bickerstaff.
Not even a question.
You don't have that advantage anymore.
No. Well, you would probably favor Miami.
I think so. And 52-year-old Eric Spoelstra.
52, I got that one. Did I get that one right?
Yeah, you got
Billy Joel right.
Mm-hmm. We should probably, RJ, have a tiebreaker at some point. Yeah, ask us an age question in the final segment.
I think Rick's dominated today.
What are you talking about? Rick dominated nothing today.
He's dominated the day.
I've been way funnier than him. I've been funnier. We identified that I'm the everyman.
You identified that. You yelled it.
And the people agreed with me.
What people?
The people, the masses. I dominated Stump Rothenberg.
I was breastfed here.
All right, he got, who'd you get? Spoelstra.
I still question if you were breastfed.
What are you talking
about?
Because
I don't feel like
because of my allergies. Is that why
you received the benefits of it? She maybe pretended.
What do you mean pretended? Like you're saying my mother was not a capable mother?
Right. It was like a breasticle she used.
Nipple pants.
Is that what it's called?
You don't think my mother was a good mother? How dare you?
No, I think she's I think she's fantastic. You know that.
I mean, the way you talk about your mom, the way you talk about your mom is disgusting.
What? Have I lied?
I would never call my mother that.
Listen,
she looks
like mom naked, and I'm like. Okay.
I don't know what that's from.
That's you.
I understand.
Yeah.
But I was making fun of somebody else.
She's done some stuff to her face. Doesn't look great. What do you want to tell you? It looks better now.
Well, don't tell her.
Well, I tell the masses.
I'm looking good. You're wearing that.
See, this is what happens, though. I air out on the radio. This is the beauty of having a radio show. I say nasty things. Ipso facto, face doesn't
look as bad. And it's not even like you're really saying them because it's just radio banter. And all of a sudden,
I'm just going back and forth.
Mom gets a hold of this and now she does something about it.
How does she feel about all this?
Not great, but I think she definitely helped her. Someone needed to let her know.
How's it helped?
You know who's a great mother? Gail. Gail is an elite, wonderful mother. You don't even know. You don't even know.
What do you mean I don't even know?
Who's Gail?
Your mom.
No. My mom's like Gail.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know who it is.
No.
It's Archie's mom.
You can't take that back now.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
This is exciting. Thursday, June 1. You can hang with us, and you can hang with us all day. This is not like one of these handshake meet and greets. It's a full... Can you please pay attention to me?
I'm multitasking.
You just said 7 minutes ago, I can't multitask.
Yeah, but you're doing a read right now.
What's it for?
It's to hang out with us, the tailgate. I can do multiple things.
I don't feel like your head's been in the game today.
RJ just said I dominated the day.
Because he hasn't seen how little attention you paid to me today.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, I'm mingling. You're off going, I don't know where the hell you went.
It's then called the bathroom.
Then you're stuffing your face with grapes.
I had a vine of grapes.
Can you wait?
No.
No.
I've waited all day for those grapes.
These poor people came in for pineapple. No pineapple.
I didn't realize they were here for the pineapple. I brought grapes. They come back in. How about this? I invite them back in next week. I bring pineapple.
All right. Who's cutting it up?
You.
Of course.
Because that's what you do. We have a division of labor.
That's my role.
That's right.
Who washed the grapes?
You.
Yeah.
Who brought the grapes?
Who
at 5 o'clock in the morning, who's discussing and having a conversation with the fruit vendor about, are these going to be grapes? They better be good.
I'm a hero.
He's like, these are sugar grapes.
Where were the bananas yesterday?
I was depressed yesterday. I wasn't bringing you bananas.
What do you mean? You don't
half
think that Raymond?
Flackies.
Right. You know, he doesn't count on that potassium to get him through the day?
Listen, I'll bring you in a jar of potassium tablets.
They don't taste like a banana.
You know what the sign for potassium is? The letter.
I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
K.
You're good. That's right.
RJ, put that on today. RJ. I can't guarantee
RJ, you got to have one more age-appropriate question. Do you have that person?
You want me to just pick a person?
I want you to pick random person that's not so easy. We will go back and forth, see who gets it right. That person wins the day. Deal?
Deal.
Okay.
When do you want it?
90 seconds?
You got it.
You're not ready.
I'm ready right now.
I'm not ready. I'm in the middle of read. He's not paying attention. All right, we're going to start our day on June 1st, broadcasting live from Publicans in Manhasset at 6 to 10 in the morning. Then we hit the Citi Field parking lot for a tailgate starting at 11 o'clock, all leading into the game at 1 o'clock against the hated Philadelphia Phillies. So spend the day with us on Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset, then over to Citi Field for the DiPietro and Rothenberg tailgate. All sorts of giveaways and prizes. We're headed to the game, sitting in section 128. So get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of the fine folks here on 98.7 ESPN. Julius Randle, we had a caller earlier, and I think he's right. I think it was Hot Take Johnny, and he said, you got to give him a lot of credit because clearly the guy's not 100%. Gutted it out, went out there, played.
I've been saying that for how long?
Yeah, but it felt different. It hit home when Hot Take Johnny said it.
Yeah.
And I think we should hear from Julius Randle. How'd you feel out there last night?
No, I feel fine. I mean, obviously, it's a lot that goes into it. But, you know, we got the job done. At this point in the season, everybody's hurting. So does it really even matter?
He doesn't feel fine.
Probably not.
No, but he doesn't feel fine.
And he shouldn't feel fine.
And he's not going to make excuses, but it sucks. Like, you can say that. And that's the reality. That I mean, guys are banged up and nicked up.
The thing is, Brunson is, Jimmy Butler is.
Yeah, but no, okay. But this is the time of the year when you want to be at your best. And you know going in that there's going to be fatigue mentally, physically. There'll be something going on. But, I mean, to have
an actual injury,
a severely sprained ankle that you've done twice to the same ankle.
I think it's fair to say there's no way Randle would be playing right now if this was game 46.
No.
No way.
No way. But there's some question as to whether he's going to play last night.
But these are important games. And Obi Toppin was bad last night.
You need Julius Randle. That was a must-win game. How about the 8 assists last night from him?
I mean, he was this close to a triple-double.
Yeah, him and Hart.
You had two guys that were within 1 and 2 assists, respectively, of having triple-doubles. Like, realistically, you could add two guys with triple-doubles in an NBA playoff game.
Yeah, your big three showed up, and then you sprinkle in Hart in the mix, and some of the, I mean, Hartenstein offensive rebounds.
That's right.
Big foul he drew.
He was great last night.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, in that moment, the enormity of that moment, knowing you're down 6-7 minutes to go, we got to find a way.
How nervous were you?
I was nervous.
I was terrified.
I'm not even joking.
Terrified.
I could not, you know me, like sometimes, like I don't care, like when it's time to sleep, I'll sleep, I'll throw it, no way. Like I was texting with Ty during the game.
Really?
A troll.
So you went outside of our group text and found your own.
He texted me.
Your own people.
Well, he texted me.
So now you had a side text, you had the group text, you probably have other people you're texting with.
And then
you
have a hockey text, it's just too much.
How do you, I can't concentrate on the, well, just say, I'm out.
But it just keeps vibrating.
Okay, but just don't respond. Or maybe you could say, I don't enjoy the group text, can you please take me out of this group?
Well, don't be rude.
Why?
Well, because I like the people.
It was vibrating up right near your head, your brain?
No, that's when I sleep. No, I put it on airplane mode.
RJ thinks that airplane mode means that he can't get any kind of a cancer from this thing.
The phone's supposed to be there's no Wi-Fi though.
That's something that they suggest to put it on
airplane
that you know to keep the radiation down.
I was told I'm fine.
Why would you still do it anyway though? Like under the pillow.
You want me on the show or not?
Yeah, of course we want you.
Put it on the counter. Like RJ's suggestion is actually pretty good.
On the counter.
Let's be honest. How many people on the plane actually put their phone on airplane mode?
And if you don't put your phone on airplane mode, the plane goes down? Like what happens?
No, because when you're on a private plane, you get to use your phone. It's no big deal.
So then I don't understand. Why do we have to?
You just do.
But why? But I understand that and I do it, but why do I have to?
Remember they used to scare you, no electronic devices, the plane will crash.
Right, but that's not true.
Not the case.
Another thing they're big on is you got to close the windows. We'll have to have the windows closed.
You mean the blinds?
Oh, the blinds? The heat.
What do you mean the blunt? They're not blinds.
The shades.
They're windows.
Yeah, but no, it's the shades. You're not opening the window.
Sucked
out of the plane.
Obviously that.
What kind of plane are you on?
Not blinds.
It's a shade.
I'm not taking the thing. I'm not like rolling the thing across all of a sudden. It's like only a little bit of sunlight is coming in there.
The scarf, the hat, and the flight goggles.
It's the shade.
The shade, yes.
Yeah, you pull the shade down.
Why?
No,
I like to look.
Well, but you can, when you're flying, you can look.
I don't know. It seems like they don't want you to have that thing open.
You're all drugged up. You don't remember.
I know what's happening sometimes.
You don't.
Sometimes I do. RJ, give us the third and final installment of how old is this person?
They're not going to let you on plane soon. There's a man hopped up on Adventure trying to open the window.
The window.
He says he wants fresh air.
He said he wants the window open. All right.
Dave is going to pull out of the plane dressed like the Red Baron.
You're going to be on a no-fly list soon. So, and he won't put his phone on airplane mode.
No, I do. I just wonder why I have to.
You're anti-conformist, I understand. So, your third and final. Relevant, mentioned earlier in the show, Knicks fan, Adam Sandler.
Oh, it's a good one.
That is a good one. All right, would you like to go first or second?
Brooklyn native.
Let me think about this. He dated my high school Spanish teacher.
Really?
Yes.
She's sexy.
When they lived, very sexy.
Hey, Old Man River, zip it or I'll break your hip.
Oh, it's actually, you know who it is.
I know your Spanish teacher.
You know who her brother is. Carl Ravitch.
Really?
Yeah, his sister.
Taught Spanish.
Dated Adam Sandler.
Really?
How about that?
All right, so don't lose sight of what we're trying to do here.
I'm trying to confuse you.
Age of Adam Sandler. I have my answer.
You go first then.
55.
Oh, 55.
55.
So take that minus this right there. Dave is 50. I'm going to say Adam Sandler is 53.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Very good guesses by both.
Oh, no.
For the love of God, cherish it.
He is 56 years old.
You blew it!
I'm a hero!
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
I overcompensated is what I did because I went over
RJ,
Billy Joel.
I'll ask you now one final time. Who won the day?
You know what? I think there's really only one person that can determine that. We rank such things daily. I think Ray has to decide.
I think now would be the time. Raymond, remember that I won the day. But go ahead, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
Well, number 3 is going to go to our New York Knicks tying the series, of course. Heading back down to Miami, one game apiece. Easy one.
Number 2.
Guys were kind of mean today, I got to tell you.
I have such a hard time believing that.
I swear to God.
I think you're just inept.
I've tightened the belt a little bit in recent months.
It'd be nice if you could tighten your belt.
And by guys, I mean Rick. Rick is still feeling himself in.
Why are you so nasty?
That sort of way.
You know what it is? He got Aaron Rodgers, and now he's a different person.
Yeah. So when does that schedule drop? When is that Giants Jets season opener? 9/11?
Next Thursday.
Monday night, baby.
Yeah.
May 11th, next Thursday.
I mean,
so next Friday show, we're going to play win loss the whole thing.
Between the time when that schedule drops and that game, there may be assault taking place in that studio. And I don't think so. We'll see.
I think I'm mature. More mature
number
than you.
Number one.
Stop. Yeah, the way you're acting.
And here's where I will make the final determination on who wins the day. But before I do that,
your hair looks great today, Raymond.
The number one.
See, he's trying to butter you up.
The number one star is the discussion about the everyman and the manly man.
I was born here.
Stop.
I was breastfed here. I'm the everyman.
And again, this will all be determined when we're done here. When I walk outside with Dave, and Rick, you're invited to come along, and we go check on Dave's car.
I don't have Sirius.
You have Sirius.
I do not. And we check that.
I would be shocked if I
had that. And the self-parking Mercedes somehow doesn't have Sirius XM.
Makes no sense.
If it doesn't...
Who won the day?
If it doesn't, you win the day. If it does, Rick does.
Fair enough.
So I have such a hard time believing that.
I swear to God.
I think you're just inept.
So mean. You really are nasty. And on that note, it's Rule 76.
No excuses, playing a champion. It's DPH Rotherberg and
the New York Knicks.
98.7 ESPN.
Except that the puppy was a dog.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.